the lake, which, as I say, is all different depths. It is very deep in places, and it's a natural bottom. And in the winter, stop people getting on the ice, because you've got the current flowing all the time underneath the ice. It's very dangerous. So we used to, in the morning, we used to walk around with poles and break all the ice so nobody could get on the ice. Well, we were working at the end, right down at the end of the lake one day, and a little girl fell. She went through the ice. She got on there, and she's up to her neck. So I said to, I had three blokes working with me then, so I said, go and get her help, you know. And they sort of ventured out onto the ice and were trying to get her to pick hold of a stick while she's up to her neck in freezing cold water. And I said, get out of the way, get out of the way. She's not going to catch hold of nothing. She was frightened. So I took a dive across the ice, and the ice just caved in, and I went under. I got her out anyway. And I got her to the edge. There was a big crowd there, but nobody wouldn't jump in. There was a big crowd of people watching from the roadway side. And of course the ambulance came, took her away, and I had to walk back freezing cold. It's absolutely soaking, you know. And the landscape manager said, well done, Ray. He said, go home. He said, you no need to come back. He said, it's half hour before we finish work anyway, half an hour, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He said, you no need to come back.